The ending. The play was so amazing, I don't want to give away the ending, but it's the kind of ending that makes people in the audience teary. Mum totally lost it when Via, as Emily, said, "Goodbye. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, Grover's Corners, Mumma and Papa. Goodbye to clocks ticking and Mama's sunflowers and food and coffee and new iron dresses and hot baths and sleeping and waking up. Oh, you earth, you're too wonderful for anybody to realise you." Fear was actually crying while she was saying this, like real tears. I could see them rolling down her cheeks. It was totally awesome. After the curtain closed, everyone in the audience started clapping. Then the actors came out one by one. Vera and Justin were the last ones out, and when they appeared, the whole audience rose to their feet. "Bravo!" I heard Dad yelling through his hands. "Why is everyone getting up?" I said. "It's a standing ovation," said Mum, getting up. So I got up and clapped and clapped. I clapped until my hands hurt. For a second, I imagined how cool it would be to be Vera and Justin right then, having all these people standing up and cheering for them. I think there should be a rule that everyone in the world should get a standing ovation at least once in their lives. Finally, after I don't know how many minutes, the line of actors on stage stepped back and the curtain closed in front of them. The clapping stopped, the lights went up, and the audience started getting up to leave. Me, Mum and Dad made our way to the backstage. Crowds of people were congratulating the performers, surrounding them, patting them on the back. We saw Vera and Justin at the centre of the crowd, smiling at everyone, laughing and talking. "Vera!" shouted Dad, waving as he made his way through the crowd. When he got close enough, he hugged her and lifted her off the floor for a little, "You were amazing, sweetheart." "Oh my God, Vera!" Mum was screaming with excitement. "Oh my God! Oh my God!" She was hugging Vera so hard I thought Vera would suffocate, but Vera was laughing. "You were brilliant," said Dad. "Brilliant," Mum said, kind of nodding and shaking her head at the same time. "And you, Justin," said Dad, shaking Justin's hand and giving him a hug at the same time. "Just fantastic." "Fantastic," Mum repeated. She was honestly so emotional she could barely talk. "What a shock to see you up there, Vera," said Dad. "Mum didn't even recognise you at first," I said. "I didn't recognise you," said Mum, her hands over her mouth. "Miranda got sick right before the show started," said Vera, all out of breath. "There wasn't even time to make an announcement." I have to say she looked kind of strange because she was wearing all this makeup and I'd never seen her like this before. "And you just stepped out there in the last minute," said Dad. "Wow." "She was amazing, wasn't she?" said Justin, his arm around Vera. "There wasn't a dry eye in the house," said Dad. "Is Miranda okay?" I said, but no one heard me. At that moment, a man who I think was their teacher came over to Justin and Vera, clapping his hands. "Bravo, bravo, Olivia and Justin." He kissed Vera on both cheeks. "I fluffed a couple of lines," said Vera, shaking her head. "But you got through it," said the man, smiling ear to ear. "Mr. Davenport, these are my parents," said Vera. "Oh, you must be so proud of your girl," he said, shaking their hands with both his hands. "We are. And this is my little brother, August," said Vera. He looked like he was about to say something, but suddenly froze when he looked at me. "Mr. D," said Justin, pulling him by the arm. "Come meet my mum." Vera was about to say something to me, but then someone else came over and started talking to her, and before I knew it, I was kind of alone in the crowd. I mean, I knew where Mum and Dad were, but there were so many people all around us, and people kept bumping into me, spinning me around a bit, giving me that 1-2 look, which made me feel kind of bad. I don't know if it was because I was feeling hot or something, but I kind of started getting dizzy. People's faces were blurring in my head, and their voices were so loud it was almost hurting my ears. I tried to turn the volume down on my lobot ears, but I got confused and turned them louder at first, which kind of shocked me. And then I looked up and I didn't see Mum or Dad or Vera anywhere. "Vera!" I yelled out. I started pushing through the crowd to find Mum. "Mummy!" I really couldn't see anything but people's stomachs and thighs all around me. "Mummy!" Suddenly someone picked me up from behind. "Look who's here!" said a familiar voice hugging me tight. I thought it was Vera at first, but when I turned round I was completely surprised. "Hey, Major Tom," she said. "Miranda," I answered, and gave her the tightest hug I could give.